Hola. Ay, Dios mío, it's Thursday. Time for Jackie's Vida Loca, where every week we divulge our Latino secrets, talk about our crazy Latino culture, gossip about our crazy Latino friends and relatives, and interview the craziest, the funniest Latino comedians on the Latino comedy scene. Welcome to my crazy life. Jackie's Vida Loca.
Hey, locals, this is Jackie. Welcome to Jackie's Vida Loca. We are here again with you on Thursday here in sunny. Oh, my God, it's so beautiful here in Los Angeles today. But before we get into our show, and you know, the format of our show is comedy, and every week we rip it up with you guys. We just have the best time in the world. And you know what? We're going to have a good time today, too. But here's the thing. Before we even get at all into this, I want to take a moment and give you a point of view on what's happened this week. The first thing we're going to do is honor the victims of the Boston Marathon massacre. They've been hurt, are still in critical condition, have walked away with all kinds of wounds, legless, armless, lost limbs, and lost lives. Three people in particular that I want to just honor today. The first is little boy Martin Richard, 8 years old. He was at the race with his mother and his sister, who both had major injuries. They were there for his father, and he lost his life in the process at the of hope. The second victim that I want to highlight today, here in our country, a great country, which so many people see as the land of opportunity, and unfortunately, she was caught in the crossfire of that bomb. And that tells you something. We should be ashamed that something like that can happen in this country. It does not have to think that it happens often. But we've got to honor these people, and we've got to recognize how much was lost, yet how much you have a community of love to bring you. So now we're going to dive into Jackie's Vida Loca. I've got to tell you, this show is going to be hot. We've been on it for a while, and so we want to make sure we gave you the benefit of this crazy ass show today, okay? So, you know, dude, what they say about Latin lovers is true. Are all rumors true? All right. Scams, some Latin lover wannabes, how cast their spell. If you want to be a Latin lover and you're not even Latin, we're going to walk you through the top 10 easy steps. We had 101 steps. We shucked it down to 10 to make it a little easier, okay? So you got to take notes. If you're a gringo and want to become a Latin lover, we're going to tell you how. And we're going to also walk through the differences between a gringo relationship and a Latin relationship. Trust me, they're completely, entirely different. You, like, live a completely different life. We're going to talk to a great friend of mine, Edgar Rivero. He was actually on our first show. He's a hysterically funny comedian from the Bronx, and he's going to be calling in very shortly. And then we're going to talk you through what your mama would say, all right? So stay tuned. Hang on to your hats because we have a caller. All right, we had a caller, so we don't have a caller anymore. Somebody's going to call us back, I'm sure. Anyway, so listen, if you want to become a Latin lover, this is the show for you, because even if you are Latin and you're not a good lover, you're going to learn a thing or two here, okay? All right, the first thing is, what are the rumors? Okay, if Latin lovers, there's so many rumors about being Latino, being suave. Okay, the first thing they do is sweep you off your feet in Spanish. So basically, if you don't speak Spanish, you won't have a freaking clue what they're saying. But it'll sound good, whatever, okay? They'll sweep you off your feet with just the language alone. And usually Latin lovers are really well put together, okay? They dress good, they smell good, they're very well groomed. Hispanic men spend $8 per month more than everybody else. Then their general market counterparts, should we say, because probably not more than me. But they spend $8 a month more on hairstyling products, moisturizer, fragrances, of course, eyebrow grooming, eye cream. Okay, gringos, let me ask you. I'm sure you don't do this, right? You got to start spending $8 a month more on all this stuff so you could be a Latin lover. Okay, basically, when it comes to products, one Latin guy equals one half of a gringo wife in terms of products. Also, what other rooms? They're handsome. They have olive skin, beautiful bedroom eyes, sensuous lips. Okay, not all of them have these amazing looks. Some of them have something else. Can you say Porfirio Ruby Rosa? Okay, you know what I mean. Many men are not, but the women are sexy, fashion, masculine. See, women are, they're always getting room for female attention. Regardless, her relationship, his relationship, whatever status is on Facebook, I don't really care. If there's a woman in the room, they're going to be womanizing. And they're so sensitive. They have this whole sensitive act. They're so understanding. They're just there for you, baby. There for you. These Latin men are something else. And the biggest rumor is that they're amazing in bed. Amazing in bed and eager to please. Now, is that a true rumor? Are these true? Yes, you better believe they're true. Every single one of these rumors is absolutely true. All right? But in our culture, we do have some Latin lover letdowns, okay? Latin lover letdowns, that means they are far from being rico suave. The first Latin lover letdown is Frito Bandito. Who listening to this show remembers Frito Bandito? Okay, so this is from when I was growing up. He was a cartoon character that accompanied Frito Lay, which was, of course, spoken by the gringo. He had this long, thin, curled up mustache, red tooth. Listen, this doesn't make me want to have a bag of chips. All that makes me want to do is really close to. All right, here's another Latin lover letdown. I know some of these people need right now, but I would say Mark Anthony, the cover of People in Español, give me a break, flaunting it to us. I'll tell you what, there's probably a few fully dead ladies somewhere. That is a Latin lover letdown for us women. Okay, here's Latin lover letdown number 4, Desi Arnaz. Okay, he created an incredible television show about his wife. But do you know why he's a letdown? Because he basically admitted to cheating on Lucy every day of his life. And he said this. He said that when I go out with women, they're usually hookers. That doesn't count. Okay, Desi, we shouldn't speak ill of the dead, but you were a Latin lover letdown, and I'm sorry to tell you. Another one, modern day, Eddie Cibrian. All right, listen, this guy is so hot, and he's so gorgeous, and Leanne Rund should be kissing the ground he walks on in terms of the fact he's incredibly good-looking. Do you know what? He cheated on his wife for 8 years, and a few days before, cheated on his wife for 8 years, and photos of him with other women were out on his boat. Come on. You know what? That's just scummy. I just hate to tell you. I would say a billionaire, he said now, but she was a billionaire in her estate. Is worth a lot of money. In fact, she has a house in the Big Island of Hawaii, which I went to, that's still, you know, like a national landmark, and it is unbelievable. And it was just one of her many homes. The woman was so incredibly rich that she married Porfirio, okay? She married him and paid $1 million to his wife at the time so that she would not contest the divorce. So basically, the woman got rid of him for $1 million. I say that's a really damn good payment, right? You want to divorce your guy anyway, and some rich bitch comes along with $1 million and says, listen, you shut the hell up, go away, I got your little tiny little husband, because this guy was like 4'2". All right, can you say jackpot? Now, he was probably living in Santo Domingo on the side of the road in a cardboard box. But instead, when he married these very rich women, when he married Doris, she gave him a stable of polo ponies. She gave him sports cars. She gave him a fishing fleet off of Africa, a 17th century house in Paris, and $25,000 a year alimony. In those times, that was considered millions of dollars, you know. This was in the 50s, okay? In those times, $25,000 of alimony was just... Okay, it looks like we have some technical difficulty, and I'm not exactly... exactly sure where you left off, but I'm talking to you about Porfirio Ruiz Rosa, the guy that was married to Doris Duke, Barbara Hudson, and about three other women who basically grew up on the side of the road in Santo Domingo, a cardboard box, and ended up being one of the richest guys in the world, and it was because of his shoe size. In fact, he was basically a Latino lover scam. And, you know, he is basically the guy that we want to run a million miles. This is somebody that literally used his assets, to say the least. Anyway, he died July 5th, 1965. So any really, 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 really rich women out there, you don't need to worry about it right now. He's gone. But there's probably 10 other guys exactly like him. Yuck. Yuck. But we ask ourselves, how do these guys cast their spell? Why some women love them, some Juans and Jose's? And it's not just because of their shoe size, okay? Apparently, Latin men are more sensitive. They're sensitive machos, okay? So one minute they could be yelling and screaming and literally have, and the next minute they could be crying at a wedding or during a wedding scene in a movie. They're sensitive machos. And we know our Latin guys are very hardworking, family-oriented. They are very protective of their families. They like to take care of their families. And, you know, a guy could be like a gang member or an absolute criminal, but he's going to take care of his family, and he's going to love his kids. These guys, I think some women fall in love with them because they're so damn possessive, right? And some women like that to feel secure. They love, these guys love to make it known that you're their woman. You're their mama. And anybody who looks at their mama, they're gonna pee on you like a dog because they're gonna mark you down as their territory. They speak the language of love, and women believe them. Okay, these guys have like Latin lover language, like a whole code. In fact, they literally write it on their arm when they go on a date. They write down their code, and they know that code so well. And women, especially gringo women, oh my God, they completely melt for this stuff. Okay. They show you affection, and I'm not criticizing Latin men. I like them. I think they're very nice. In fact, I'm Latin. So I like Latin men, too. They show you affection no matter who's watching. They don't give a shit about PDAs and all that. They don't even know what that is. If they want to kiss you in the middle of the mall with the entire world watching you, they will do that. It is not uncommon to see a Latin lover making out with his woman. They're very chivalrous. They will put women on a pedestal, and they will treat you very, very well. At least at the beginning, they will treat you very, 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 very well. And, you know, I would say that Latin men probably will treat any woman very, very well. Not even just at the beginning of a relationship, but, you know, these are good guys when it comes to chivalry. And here's the reason, I think the number one reason why women fall for these guys. And there are certain women that are super attracted to, like, the ultimate man's man, the bad boys, the machistas. There are some women that absolutely love that. And I think that that's, you know, these are the reasons why women fall in love with Latin men. That's right. They fall in love with those qualities, and, you know, they are good for many things. Okay, so we got a caller. Let's see who's on. This is Jackie La Loca. Can I help you all?
This is Edgar Sangana Rivera.
Oh, my God.
Did I call the wrong line? Did I call the wrong number?
You know what? We've been having some technical difficulty today. So, Edgar, if for whatever reason we lose you, you know what? Just call us back, okay?
Está bien. How are you, girl?
Call me, baby. Call me. So, listen, you're like the – how are you doing? Before we dive in, like, how are you doing? What's been going on? I haven't talked to you. You were, like, the first guest on Jackie's Vida Loca on January 10th. And I'm so ecstatic to have you back on our show.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It's my pleasure to be back on the show. I hear good things. Congratulations to you, first of all. I can't believe it was January. It seemed like it was yesterday, right?
I know. It's really, we were talking about New Year's and all those resolutions. Hey, have you done all your resolutions?
No way. I told you I wasn't going to do none. I don't do none. I don't disappoint myself.
How's the comedy coming?
Resolution. Not to have any resolution. That way you don't disappoint yourself or nobody for that matter.
You know what? You're absolutely right. So I'm excited because I've kept up my resolution to trying to eat healthy, and it's still going strong. So I'm breaking my arm, patting myself on the back. But tell me what you've been doing in terms of comedy. You're performing all over the place.
I'm trying to perform all over the place as much as I can. I'm actually working on my one-man show, which I am taping, a live DVD taping next month in Jersey. I have a room in Jersey that I do every other week out there, Bricks Comedy Club in Jersey. Beautiful. Shout out to them. And I've just been working on that, you know, working on that one-man show, trying to, you know, get everything together, make everything in. And other than that, doing rooms, every little hole in the wall I can find, anywhere I can get on stage, I'm there, girl. I'm there.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And, you know, writing is such a difficult thing. Even if you're really good at it, it is just a tough thing to get it perfectly right and funny every time. You know, I just take my hat off to you to do that show. So you have to tell us when it comes on. You're a smart guy.
I have adult ADD, I'm the worst, you know? Like, I'm getting it. Writing is hard. It is very hard to write. But once in a while, it comes, you know? So I don't really stress it, you know? If I sit down and write, I'll sit down. I'll start writing something. If I'm stressing it too much, I'll just let it go. I'm not going to sit there and drive myself crazy, you know? And then sometimes it'll just come to you where you just grab a piece of paper and get it right away. You know, so
it's true.
It's a hassle, but you know what? You do it. You got to do it.
I think your one-man show is
going
to be awesome. I want to go and see
you
because you're just, first of all, you're the sweetest guy in the world. You really are such a sweet, nice person, like super positive.
I'm a Latin lover.
That's what I was going to say. You're like the best of the Latin lover. Why do you think there's such rumors about Latin lovers? I want to know what your opinion is.
No, you know what's funny? Because I was listening to you right before you picked up the call, and you wrote "at least." You said "at least" in the beginning. That I found hilarious. You know, being nice to you at least in the beginning, and I was like, "That is messed up, Jackie. Ain't you supposed to be like Latina?" You know, that's why I'm not with them.
No, but you know, some of the rumors are true. I mean, do all Latin lovers have a size 13 shoe?
A what?
Size 13 shoe.
Oh, I don't know. That's what they say.
Ya tú sabes.
Yo, I'm a size 15.
Let me ask you, do Latin lovers lie about their belt size and lie about their shoe size?
That's a good one. I don't know. Can you imagine somebody lying about their shoe size? They're actually an 8 and they're about 12.
Well, you know what they say about shoe size, right? If you got a big size, like, you know the L rule, right?
Well, that's not necessarily true, though. That's not necessarily true, though. You know, that's what they say. That's what they say, but I don't think it's necessarily true because I'm very happy with my size, and I'm a size 7.5 in sneakers, so. And I know I can say it's not true.
Do you think that Latin men are possessive? I'm going to ask you true or false. Latin men are possessive.
Yes.
Okay. Latin men are jealous.
Yes.
Latin men are controlling of their girls.
Of course.
Latin men are old-fashioned, like they don't want you to pay for the check.
Well, you know what? I can't go sign for that one, and people will hate me. no, but it's not. They are.
Okay. Do you think that Latin lovers are affected by what their mothers say?
That's a good one.
Like, if the family doesn't like the woman, what do you think? Like, do you think he's still going to go out with a woman his mom doesn't like?
Wow, that's a good one. I say for the most part, you know, I don't think the Latin lover that you're describing now is not around. There's not that many laying around now. You know,
Hey, Papito, are you calling from your cell phone?
Yeah, hold on a second.
Yeah, I think we got a bad connection, so we'll just keep going here. Maybe he'll call back in. That's Edgar Rivera. He's my friend from New York. He's from the Bronx. He's a comedian. He's performing almost every night out there. I see him on Facebook all the time. We cool guy, but I think he's calling in from a cell phone, so we'll just keep him on the line, and hopefully he'll come back and join us in a second. But you know what? It's great to have a male perspective on this. It really is, because, you know, I'm sitting here making stuff up as I go along, you know, thinking to myself, I know everything about Latin lovers. I've been around the block, you know. I've dated Latin guys. I've dated, you know, gringos. I've dated French. Let's not get into my dating history, okay? But what I'm trying to say is that, you know, I think I know everything, and then it's good to have Edgar kind of set me straight on some of this. Or maybe own up to some of this stuff, okay? So when we get him back, we'll keep talking to him. But okay, I'm married to a gringo. And I can tell you that being in a relationship with a gringo is very, very different than being in a relationship with a Latino, okay? And if you're married to a Latin lover or dating a Latin lover, you're going to be in the house. There's not going to be any filter ever, okay? There's going to be a lot of screaming, whether screaming at each other, screaming with each other. Their screaming is a part of it. Now, if you're married to a gringo, you scream, he's going to call the cops. You are insane. And the thing is, we Latinos, we speak like screaming all the time. Everything we say is passion, it's full of fire and light. But in my house, if I scream, already I'm a loca, okay? Family meddling. If you're in a Latin relationship with a Latin lover, you know them. Your mother and your brother and your sister and your aunt and your uncle and your third-removed cousin is going to opine on your relationship, and that is part of your daily life. Everybody's going to have a say in everything you do, and that's just part of your daily life. You're married to a gringo, ain't no family meddling. That's not allowed. Every family keeps to themselves. Everybody in the family doesn't disturb anything, doesn't intrude. And you know what I think? I think that's actually a good thing, to keep some privacy, right? Caramba. If you're married to a Latino, okay, every day is a party. And everywhere you go, there's going to be music in the car, at home, in the bathroom, at a funeral, at a wedding. There's always going to be music playing. Latinos, not so much. Not so much. And if you're going to play music, you've got to play it nice and quiet and in a normal tone. Okay? Because we Latinos happen to be deaf. I think the gene that goes to our ears doesn't work. We have to have everything loud. By the way, when you talk about loud, then you have to talk about sex. Because with a Latino, if you're married to a Latino, the sex is going to be wild, passionate, adventurous. Having some technical difficulties ourselves, and then if Edgar's calling on a cell phone with bad reception, it may not come through. All right, we'll see if we can get him back on. But let's keep going, because you know what? If you're in a Latino relationship, there's more jealousy. We already talked about jealousy. And if you're in a Latino relationship, you better not get caught looking, not even at your brother, not even at a kid, because you know what? Those people are jealous in relationships. Latino, we Latino are jealous. I'm jealous, okay? I'll be the first to admit it. I got the jealousy radar just like any other good, healthy Latina. But with gringos, they're not so jealous. It's like so easygoing, you know what? And sometimes it's a little relaxing to be with somebody who's super easygoing and not going to be jealous of your every move. But sometimes you want them to be jealous. Coño, I spent 5 hours getting ready and you're not even jealous when somebody looks at me? Give me a break. It's just a little bit more easygoing. All right, Latino men can definitely cook. Let's just say that. Latino men can eat. They can cook. They love to cook. I don't know. It's not just Latino men, Latin men. They love to be in the kitchen. They love to cook. My husband knows how to microwave really, 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 really well, and I give him so much credit when he does make the effort to cook, but there's never like a real recipe, okay? Everything has been frozen at some point. All right, I think that when push comes to shove, now Latino men are very traditional. So if you're married to a Latino guy, most often than not, you're going to be married to somebody who's pretty traditional. And sometimes you can even get them to clean the house. And I would venture to say, ladies, that if you're married to a Latino guy, he can probably clean the house better than a gringo. I believe that, because a Latino guy has been chased with a broom by his mother and his grandmother, and by the time he's been chased so much with a broom, he has no choice but to clean with it, right? That's my logic, and I'm sticking to it. All right, if you're married to a Latino, then you're probably talking about soccer a hell of a lot more than if you're married to a gringo. Soccer is the center of many, many conversations and even reasons for fights. If you are dating a Latino or married to a Latino, your first date might have been a taco truck. Not so with a gringo, unless the gringo wanted to go to a taco truck. You know what? Gringos like going to taco trucks. I take that back. Whatever. And you know what? In a Latino relationship, we have strong opinions about everything. Everything. Everything is so intense and so, you know, like the end of the world. And sometimes when I talk to my husband, I talk with such intensity and such passion. And he really believes that everything that I talk about, that I feel incredibly strong about. And we do have strong opinions, but, you know, sometimes the tone that we use makes it seem like, you know, it's the most important thing in the frickin' world to us. But it's really not. It's just how we talk, right? I mean, relationships with gringos and Latinos are totally, totally different. I actually think that relationships with a gringo, like if you're a Latina married to a gringo, you're probably going to be healthier because you go to the gym together. I don't think Latinos do that with each other so much. And you know what? If you're married to a gringo, you're going to have to pry them out of the house to go dancing. Now, with a guy, with a Latino guy, oh, forget it. Forget it. You just say, I want to go dancing on Saturday night. On Saturday night, he'll take you. I mean, you can't stop a Latino man from dancing. In fact, they're the ones who are pulling you out of the house to dance. And I also think that being married to a gringo, I think they're better with money. Okay? Forgive me if I'm wrong, but I think that they're better. They're actually a little bit more cheap because in the Latino culture, if you're cheap, it's a real embarrassment. In the general market culture, in the gringo culture, if you're cheap, it's a prized thing. You're thrifty. You're saving money for the future. I'll tell you what, to a Latino, the future is tomorrow. And tomorrow we're going to go spend our money on a car, a mattress, a computer, a house. We're gonna not even know that we're going to buy that house tomorrow, but if we see it, we fall in love. You know what? When we shop, we Latinos, it's a romance. It's a love affair. That's why we're terrible with money, to be honest with you. We're terrible because it's a love affair. You see that computer. Her name is Lucy. She's got a red light. You think she's unbelievably sexy. You're going to buy that computer even if you had no intention of buying a computer that day. You're going to buy her because the salesperson was so nice and he spoke in Spanish to you. And, oh, my God, you know what? It's a romance. We shop with our hearts. We don't shop with our wallets. And that's why if you're married to a gringo, you're going to have more money at the end of your life. And you're going to have a retirement plan. And you're going to have savings. And you're going to have CDs and PDs and PDQs and BLTs because you are going to have had saved your money your entire life because you had a gringo husband. Because if you didn't have a gringo husband, you'd be at that mall every single day spending every penny you have, and you'd have nothing on your deathbed. And that's Jackie's opinion. Only my opinion. Not the opinion of the broadcasters of this show. Oh, my God. Okay, so we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we will be back very, very, very shortly.
Life is hard, but how to roll it easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll it easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll it easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll it easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way. You're doing it the easy way. All of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zhu Li, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Shifty from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell, the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I've decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Hollywood It Guy here. Follow me on Twitter, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, Eric Zuli. If you want to know how to make money on the internet and you want to be promoted the easy way, you got to check out TheEasyShow.com, TheWTV.com, and HollywoodItGuy.com. We're helping those celebrities interact with their fans, the fans interact with their celebrities, showing you that hot Hollywood content. So, hey, come do it the easy way. Check us out.
This is is Jackie La Loca on Jackie's Vida Loca. You know what? I love my beautiful friend Edgar Rivera from New York City. He's such a great guy, such an amazing comedian. He's so freaking funny, that guy. You know what? We've had some technical difficulties today. I've already said it a few times, but we are going to have to get him back on the show. I literally just spoke with him on my cell phone, and he couldn't get through, so we just had some issues today. But I promise you that he will be back on our show. Why? Why today? Damn it! We've had no problems all these months, and now we're having technical difficulties with Edgar? That's just totally not fair. What did I do to deserve that? I don't know. Okay. Anyway, let's keep talking because we're talking about Latin lovers and what's true and what's not true, you know? And I wonder, see, the thing I really wanted to ask Edgar is what a Latino man looks for in a woman. Because there's a rumor, and it's not a rumor, it's just like one of those things you hear in your culture for all your life, that, you know, a Latino man wants a lady in the streets but a lioness in the bedroom. I would say that that's probably true. Because I think that any guy wants a lady in the streets and a lioness in the bedroom, but the lioness in the Latino bedroom has to be more of a tiger. I really believe that, because she's got to deal with the Latin lover, and, you know, she's got to, like, step up to the plate. There is no filing your nails while you're doing it. There is no, like, texting somebody. You got to be engaged. Because if you're in the bedroom with a Latin guy, you can't be taking your eye off the ball. Sorry, I just couldn't contain myself. I know that was stupid. That was, like, such a cheap shot. Okay, the way to a Latino man's heart, like what they look for in a woman, I know, is through food. Okay? I think there's a saying in Spanish. I'm probably going to screw this up, but okay, espérate. Okay, so panza llena, corazón contento. So that means like a full belly, happy heart. Panza llena, corazón contento. Anyway, that's the thought, that's the inspiration behind being a good cook for a Latino man, okay? And here's the other thing. When a Latino man looks at you, you think they're looking at your ass, but they're not. They're not, okay? They don't have those intentions that you're thinking of right now. What their intentions are, they're looking at your ass because they want to make sure that that ass can have the hips that can have his baby. That's what he's thinking. He's not looking at you going, oh, I want that ass. He's thinking, oh, I want that ass to have my baby. That's what he's thinking. And, you know, these Latino men have very, very high standards for their women because they got to deal with the mother. You know, the mother in the relationship is a really, really big, big thing. All right, so you want to be a Latin lover? If you're a gringo and you're listening to this show, you're probably thinking to yourself, you know what, dang, I want to be a Latin lover. I'm just not exactly sure how to do it, okay? So I'm going to walk you through the 10 easy steps to become a Latin lover. Like I mentioned before, we had 101. We've shucked it down to 10 just to simplify the process. There's a lot more, but if you can master these 10 things, okay, you will become a Latin lover. First thing you need to do is, darling, you have to develop an accent. You have to say your Y's like a J. You look so beautiful tonight. Anything you say, if you say it like a redneck or you say it like a Latino is going to sound better, okay? So learn how to talk with an accent. Do it. Talk to a Cuban, talk to a Mexican. There's different kinds of accents in the Latino community, okay? So you have to develop an accent, and you have to speak like I'm talking to you now. No loud noises when you're talking in this accent. Just smooth. Until you learn how to talk with an accent, you don't want to scream because then you'll screw it all up, okay? The next thing you need to do, if you're a gringo and you want to be a Latin lover, is you have to learn how to dance, okay? Go take a class, go get a Latin girlfriend and tell her to teach you how to dance, but you ain't not going to be a Latin lover if you can't move your hips, and the hips don't lie. So you better learn how to dance, and learn how to dance salsa, merengue, bachata, all those dances. Learn the difference between all those dances, and learn how to dance them all. And you know what? You may not master it, but Latinas will give you so much credit, and you'll be on your way to becoming a Latin lover. And when you learn how to dance good, you learn how to move good in other places, if you know what I mean. So if you learn how to dance, you'll be, you know, literally 20% further into becoming a Latin lover. Okay, the third thing you have to do, and listen up, bald guys everywhere can do this too, but you have to grow whatever hair you have out so you can tie it in a ponytail. Now, if you really truly are completely bald, I'm sure you can still grow two or three hairs and grow them long enough so you can tie them into a ponytail, because the true Latin lover, think Antonio Banderas with a ponytail, the true Latin lover has to have a ponytail. It's a true added bonus, okay? And here's the next thing. You want to be a Latin lover, you got to be in shape to be a Latin lover. You got to either be in shape and get buff, because we can't have a gordito be a Latin lover. But if you're going to be a gordito, or you're going to not have the looks in the looks department, then you better have a size 13 shoe. Period. End of story. It's either one or the other, but you cannot. I'm telling you, to be a Latin lover, you have to have one of the two. Okay, next thing you need to do, listen up. You need to remove the top three buttons from all your collared shirts, because Latin lovers show their chest. And if you don't have chest hairs, don't worry, you can get a tattoo. But just know that you cannot button your shirt all the way up to be a Latin lover. Have you ever seen a Latin lover buttoned up? No. And speaking of shirts, you have to have a silk shirt budget, okay? Forget about the whole sweating thing. It doesn't matter. The disco will be dark when you're dancing there in your silk shirt. So if you're sweating your balls, don't worry about it. To be a Latin lover, you have to have a silk shirt budget. And the first color you need to buy is red. You hear me? Okay. Step number 8. I said 10 easy steps, right? This is number 8. To be a Latin lover, you have to practice getting super close to a woman every chance you get. Super close. Like, I don't care if you're at the grocery store, the check cashing place, CVS, the bank, gas station, I don't care where you are. Whenever you talk to a woman, you have to step in. You know, like that woman from Google said, you have to lean in. Well, if you want to be a Latin lover, you have to lean in as well, okay? Because Latin men get close, they get personal. They're not afraid to invade your personal space. And don't feel like an axe murderer when you're doing that, because you have to do it with confidence, okay? You've got to get super close to a woman every chance you can possibly get. All right, next, number 9, you have to order ethnic-sounding cocktails. Mojitos, caipirinhas, margaritas, bacardi. And you've got to be able to say them with the right accent. Remember I told you number 1 was develop an accent? You can't say mojitos. You can't say caipirinhas. You can't say margaritas. Listen up, people. I'm going to teach you. This is your first lesson in your Spanish accent. Mojitos, caipirinhas, margaritas. Learn how to roll your damn R's, okay? And number 10, back to the women department, you need to consider every attempt of contact from a woman that's flirting. It's an opportunity. If you want to be a Latin lover, you have to learn how to have that passion and desire and hot-bloodedness. This is part of all the things you need to do to truly be a Latin lover. And I have a bonus one. A bonus one, 11. Out of 10 steps, this is number 11. You have to have a wandering eye. Now, this is not advice to necessarily give guys in relationships, but look, if you want to be a true Latin lover like Porfirio, you got to have a wandering eye, baby. And that I mean in the nicest of terms. You have to know where every woman in the room is. If you're gay, you got to do the same thing with guys. I'm not saying you just have to be a guy that likes girls or vice versa. I'm saying that you have to have a wandering eye and always be ready for that opportunity. You also got to be get ready to get hit in the side of the head by your mate. But it's all part of it. What can I tell you? What can I tell you? Okay, so next I'm going to talk about the Latin lovers we love to love. Because, you know, I like to make fun, right? I like to make fun. But, you know, I got to tell you, there are Latin lovers we love to love. We'll be back in a minute to talk about that.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric.
All right, that sucked. That really sucked. Okay. So anyway, Latin lovers we love to love. There are certain guys that have the Latin lover thing now mastered. I already mentioned this one. But Antonio Banderas, oh, you know what I like about Antonio Banderas? Here's what I like about him. He's very faithful. He's very handsome. He's got the Latin accent. He can puts in boots, and we fall in love with the cat, okay? Antonio Banderas has everything it takes to be a good representation for Latin lovers across the world. And you don't see him every 10 seconds on the cover of People magazine with some B must know exactly what I'm talking about. She's probably listening right now. Going, yeah, girl, I know. All right, Mark Consuelos, super nice guy. He's actually married to a green guy as well. And he is just a really cute, sweet guy, family man, and just a really lovely guy. Okay, my third Latin lovers we love to love is Adam Rodriguez. Okay, CSI Miami kills me. Kills me because it's shot here in Manhattan Beach, California, literally close to my house. And you watch CSI Miami and you see the mountains in the background and you know that is definitely not Miami. I'm a Miami girl. I know these things. You can't fool me. But I'll tell you what. You put Adam Rodriguez and CSI Miami shot in L.A. and I'll watch it. Because he's so, and you know what? I met Adam Rodriguez not long ago at some big Hispanic event. Oh, my God, he's such a nice guy and so cute. I love Adam Rodriguez. Okay, number four, which I know all you ladies out there are going to melt like an M&M when I say this guy's name, and you know already who I'm talking about. Ay, William Levy. Melts in your mouth, not in your hands. Just unbelievably handsome, but I think he's losing his hair, baby. He's one of these guys that will look amazing bald, too, because he's so good-looking. All right, number five on my list. I got to get off William Levy because it's going to look sound really ridiculous for me to be talking so much about William Levy, so I won't bring up his name again. Okay, William Levy. Mario Lopez. Did I mention William Levy is really handsome? I got to move off that. Okay, Mario Lopez, such a sweet guy, just had a baby, nice husband, just adorable. He's such a pro on television. I really respect him both professionally and otherwise. Really great guy. Enrique Iglesias, talented, nice guy. You know, he's got the Latin lover pedigree for sure. I mean, his father was known as the Latin lover of lovers. Enrique Iglesias is just adorable, really, really gorgeous. Cheyenne, I love Cheyenne. He's just such a sweet guy. His music, you know what I think I love about Cheyenne the most is his music. And he's so adorable, but he's definitely a cute Latin lover. And Carlos Ponce, my God. Okay, so listen, all you gringos out there who have no freaking clue who Carlos Ponce is, I just said it in gringo. Carlos Ponce, P-O-N-C-E, like Ponce de Leon. Carlos Ponce is very cute. You got to Google his ass. And you'll see a picture of him, and you'll send me an email at jackiesvidaloca@gmail.com, and you'll tell me what you think of this guy because he's very cute, and he's a singer, and you're going to love him. All right, next on my list is Javier Bardem. And you know what? I go back and forth. Like, Javier Bardem, in some pictures, oh, my God, he looks so amazing. He's so good-looking. And then in other pictures, he really does look like that axe murderer. So I don't know. I flip back and forth on the Latin lovers we like and love to love and love to hate. He just kind of goes back and forth. Like when he gets that serial killer look in his eye, I'm not sure I like that Latin lover. But otherwise, I do. All right, so the top of my list for Latin lovers we love to love. Okay, I know you gringa girls are going to know exactly who I'm talking about. Juanes! Oh, my God, Juanes is so good looking, so adorable. He is just the sweetest, cutest. I love his music. He is just amazing. Latin lover, we love to love. Top of my list is absolutely Juanes. Oh, I love his music. He's just amazing, and he's just a great performer. So those are my top Latin lovers of all time, of all time. All right, so we'll be back. I'm going to try this little trick again. Back in just a minute with more Latin Lover Dish on Jackie's Vida Loca. Join me every week here. I'm so excited to say thank you to all our followers that listen every single week. You know, I think it's really awesome. So thank you so much for listening. We love you. We want to keep you as our listeners for very long, so stay tuned. There's more to come.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
This is Jackie La Loca and Jackie's Vida Loca here on a beautiful, 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 beautiful Thursday afternoon in L.A. Oh, my God, it couldn't be more nice out today. And here I am looking out the window thinking, oh, wouldn't it be nice to just be on the beach right now? You know what? Speaking of being on the beach, I'm actually going to be in Miami in July, and I'm going to do my show from Miami, and I would invite all my Miami friends to join in. So we're going to have a great time, so I want you to listen up for that. And, you know, we definitely want to bring Edgar back. Maybe Edgar will join me in Miami. Wouldn't that be fun, Edgar? Are you still listening? Listen up, baby. I want you to come to Miami and do the show with me, or at least call in and have some fun with me on the line. You know, I'm so upset that we had technical difficulties because I was really, really eager to hear what Edgar is looking for in a woman. And here I just want to say, if you haven't looked up Edgar Rivera, he's a comedian, as I mentioned, and he's super funny. If you go to New York, you got to see this guy perform. He's just great. But you got to find him on Facebook, too, and become a friend of his and follow him because he's just really, really just a super great guy who's incredibly hysterically funny and just fun to watch. And he really brings that Latino sensibility. And he's also like a paisano from Puerto Rico, you know, so a lot of Puerto Ricans love following him, too. Not just Puerto Ricans, but everybody. He's just a super sweet, nice guy. But anyway, so here's what I think the perfect girl is for Edgar Rivera and for all good Latin men out there. I think the perfect girl for a Latin guy is a woman that has a very strong personality and a strong backbone. Because I think Latin men need that kind of disciplina, if you understand me, okay? These boys were raised by strong mothers. They had to be strong, right? We're an intense culture. And a Latin woman that's a total wallflower that lets herself get walked all over ain't going to cut it. Now, we already know that Latin men need to have a happy tummy. And a woman that can't cook for crap is just not going to cut it. So, you know, I think Edgar needs a girl that's going to give him bacalaito, cuchifrito, platanito. And if you're a gringa and you don't know how to cook these things, go learn. Go get a Puerto Rican or Cuban or Mexican friend. And maybe even Edgar's mother was willing to teach you. What can I tell you? But for Edgar, I say he, you know, look at his picture. He's got a very happy tummy. Hi, Edgar, you're going to kill me. Anyway, I definitely think Edgar needs a girl that has the skills in the kitchen. Now, Edgar is a passionate, hot-blooded Latino. And he definitely needs a woman that's going to attend to his needs, if you know what I mean. So I would say for Edgar, he needs a hot little tamale. Again, you don't need to be Latina to be a hot tamale. You just have to dress like us. All right? Take the momo off. Take the loose sweatpants off and put on a pair of chola jeans. You know what I mean? Tight jeans and high heels. I don't care what you're wearing, in fact. As long as you're wearing high heels, I think you're going to be a hot mama and you're going to be the kind of girl that a kind of guy like Edgar will like. So take my advice. Be a hot little mama. And don't forget that. And you know what? That's my advice for love any day of the week is don't lose that in your relationship because the minute you lose it, you're going to lose it for good and you're going to lose that relationship. You got to be a hot little mama. Like they say, a lady in the streets and a lioness in the bedroom. So I think Edgar needs that. I don't know. He'll tell us. He'll have to tell us or he'll have to text me and tell me what he's thinking. I think Edgar could probably use a girl that has a lot of money. Now, don't get me wrong. He's not materialistic at all, but he's a comedian. And he's an entertainer, just like me. We're trying to make it, you know, we're trying to make it. And one day Edgar is going to, you know, be able to treat this hot Latina mama with a mansion in the sky. But in the meantime, if Doris Duke were around or Barbara Hutton, the lady from Woolworth, I would say they would be a great match for Edgar because that way he could really pursue the one-man show, the comedy thing. He could come out to L.A. whenever he wants to. He could be living in the style that he could be accustomed to very quickly. So I think for Edgar, we need to find him a rich lady. So if you fall into any one of these categories and you feel you want to meet Edgar, I'm not playing matchmaker, people. I'm just kidding, right? But if you want to meet Edgar, go find him on Facebook. And you know what? I'll tell all my listeners to support Edgar Rivera on Facebook, to support him in his endeavors, because he's just a great guy. And I know I'm going on and on about it, and part of it is because I'm feeling extremely guilty of all the technical difficulties we have on this stupid show today. It's not a stupid show. Anyway, let me tell you about my show promotion for my show, because if you go on my Facebook page, you will actually find our new 30-second promo for Jackie's Vida Loca, and it was just such a great part of my week this past week, so I want to tell you about it. Basically, we shot, my manager and producer, Tina Truman, got us to shoot a promo that's on camera. It's actually going to be on WTV. That's where it's going to be housed, on Easy Way Broadcasting. The producers of our show actually have a sort of online TV network, and they're going to show this video, and we're going to have a page there. I'll tell you more about it in the weeks to come, but in the meantime, if you want to look me up on Facebook, we'll become Facebook friends if we're not already, and you can actually see my new promo there, and you can tell me what you think. But I got to tell you, I had the best time filming this thing. It was so much fun, and we're also going to be preparing a little video, like a few-minute video of all the outtakes, because sometimes the outtakes are more hysterical than the real thing. So I think you need to get on Facebook and check it out and tell me what you think. So anyway, you know, I have had a great week, and one of the things that I love doing during the week is watching American Idol. I don't know what you think, but I honestly think that people need to start voting for that girl, Amber. She is so beautiful. She sings so incredibly. Like, she is definitely, if not the best singer, one of the best singers there. And here's the thing, Candace Glover is also pretty incredible, but I don't think she did so great this week. And I don't know if we have, like, many American Idol fans that listen to Jackie's Vida Loca, but I actually think that Amber did better than her this week. So I frankly think that Amber should be at least one of the top three. The other one that I think was incredible off the charts is Angie Miller. Angie Miller is the one with the long, curly hair and the eyes that are really close together, but she's still cute. Like, her eyes are really, really close together, almost cross-eyed, but she's still cute. That girl has got it going on. And the thing is, when she sings from the heart, literally every little hair on my arm goes up, because she is so riveting, and she is such an amazing singer. So I definitely love me my American Idol, and I just can't help myself from talking about it on Jackie's Vida Loca. And I just want to invite you all to continue to support the show. You know, it is such a blessing to be able to come to you every single week. And as you can tell, I have the time of my life on Jackie's Vida Loca. And I want you to join me again next Thursday. We're going to have an incredible show. More promotion on the show will come. We're still, you know, finalizing a couple guests here and there. But I am really looking forward to it, and I thank you for joining me today. We literally sliced and diced and talked about Latin lovers, and now I hope that you will take my advice, because everybody could use a little Latin lover at some point in their life. So I take my hat off to the Latin lovers. We love you, and we thank you for listening to Jackie's Vida Loca.
Adios, everybody. Join me again next Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, for the craziest Latino comedy on Jackie's Vida Loca.